National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm Sinead.
Yo. And welcome back to this special episode of the Fix Sports Podcast, which is the realest and the blackest sports podcast you have ever heard in your entire life, coming straight from the south, going down, audio shop talk right in your ear hole, brought to you by yours truly, your host, Joseph Ward, representing Tallahassee, going down. How we doing in the south? Hey, look here. This is a special episode. I want to go ahead and get this information to you. I had to talk about this now. I couldn't wait to talk till Friday, so I had to talk about it now. But, of course, you know the Fix Sports Podcast is brought to you by On the Shoulders of Giants, which provides African history at your fingertips and on the go through their African History book series, the African History blog, the African History curriculum app, the African History YouTube series, the nonprofit organization, as well as speaking engagements, lectures, keynote speakings, historical events, educational events, whatever you need. On the Shoulders of Giants got you. All you got to do is visit www.ontheshoulders1.com to learn more about On the Shoulders of Giants. Visit the blog and look at the books. Check out the African History curriculum, the African History books, excuse me. Or you can visit www.ontheshoulders.org to learn more about the On the Shoulders of Giants nonprofit organization. Because, you know, that's how we get down. You got to know your history. You got to know it. All right, so let's get into it. The reason why I'm coming at you right in your face right here on this Tuesday, right, is because LeBron James is now a Laker. LeBron James is now a Laker. LeBron James is now a Laker. And this headline that I'm reading from CNBC.com is saying LeBron James' new Laker contract will make him the best paid player in the NBA, the highest paid, I guess, ever. So LeBron James is a perennial all-star with four most valuable player awards and three championship rings, including one he won most recently in 2016 with his hometown Cleveland Cavaliers. But starting next season, James, who is 33, will also have a new work address thanks to the four-year, $154 million contract the basketball star agreed to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers on Sunday night. And I swear, they got it in. This decision came after I had recorded the last fix. Because it came so late in the night. So after I recorded the last fix episode that you just listened to yesterday, I was like, no. So that's why I had to come back with you today with this, because I just couldn't have to wait to Friday. So it will likely make him the best player, the highest player ever, and pushes him down the path of becoming a billionaire. The Clutch Sports Group, the agency that represents James, announced his decision to join the Lakers, which came only 2 days after the NBA star opted out of his contract with Cleveland to become a free agent. James, who owns multiple homes in the Los Angeles area, has a new contract that will pay him $35.6 million for the upcoming 2018-2019 NBA season, and its annual value will increase each year until it hits $41 million for the 2021-2022 season, according to Sports Contract website. Damn! 41 mil a year? Didn't Kobe get something like that? I don't know, but damn, that's a lot of money. After the fourth and final year of James' new deal with the Lakers, he will have earned over $387.2 million, which will make him the highest paid player in the history of the NBA based on all-time career salary, according to SportTrack. After the most recent NBA season, which ended with James' Cavaliers losing to the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals in June, In June, James has earned a total of $233.9 million in NBA salary over 15 seasons since he entered the league in 2003 as an 18-year-old rookie. SportsTrack's ranking of NBA players with all-time highest career earnings currently has only five players ahead of James. Four of those players, Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, and Tim Duncan. I knew Kevin Garnett was one of them. I knew Kevin Garnett. We knew Kobe was one of them. We knew Shaq. I didn't know Tim Duncan, but hey, man, that's live, though. And they are retired, so they won't be earning any more salary as NBA players. The fifth player ahead of James in salary is Dallas Mavericks legend Dirk Nowitzki, who earned just $5 million last season. And at 40 years old, is likely to retire after another season or two and will not earn any further blockbuster NBA contracts. Part of the way through his third season in Los Angeles, James will pass Garnett's career earnings of $334 million, according to SportTrack, to take the top spot. Kevin Garnett is the highest paid player in NBA history. Let's let that marinate. Kevin Garnett is the highest paid player in NBA history. Not Jordan. Jordan not even the top five, but Kevin Garnett, hey. And James isn't the only active NBA shooting up the list of all-time career earnings. Houston Rockets point guard Chris Paul was 33. His new four-year contract will also pay him $35.6 million this year, will leave him with a whopping $346 million in career salary after the 2021-2022 season, which will place him just behind James. Because of the NBA's rigid salary structure, which does not allow players to earn more than the maximum amount that's set for each season, it is extremely unlikely that any player would be able to swoop in with a mega deal to pass James on the career salary earnings ranking over the next 4 years. Of course, LeBron James' income is not dependent on his NBA salary. The future Hall of Famer will collect an estimated $52 million in 2017, or about 60% of his annual income from massive endorsement deals with brands such as Nike, Coca-Cola, Sprite, Beats by Dre headphones, and according to Forbes. In total, Forbes estimates that James has already made $765 million between his NBA salary and off-court earnings since he turned pro 15 years ago. So James might not be quite the billion-dollar mark overall yet, but with a lifetime endorsement contract with Nike that's reportedly roughly $1 billion overall, he's certainly on his way. So there you have it. LeBron James is a Los Angeles Laker as of last night. As of Sunday night, LeBron James is now a Los Angeles Lakers. And what does that mean for the rest of the NBA? That's the question. What does that mean for the Eastern Conference? What does that mean for the Western Conference? Because to me, for the Eastern Conference is wide open. It's wide open because let's look at it. Last year, these are the teams that made it to the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers, Cleveland Cavaliers, Indiana Pacers, Miami Heat, Milwaukee Bucks, and Washington Wizards. So to me, depending on what other moves, like maybe a Detroit or New York or Chicago or Atlanta make, and, you know, maybe Detroit, depending on what moves they make, they could potentially make the playoffs. And like Indiana, Miami, Milwaukee, and Washington move up because Cleveland going to definitely drop all the way out. So the favorites to win the East would go through Toronto, Boston, and Philly, but mostly probably broke down to Boston and Philly because they have the best collection of players, the best collection of talent. So that's what we would see in the Eastern Conference, in my opinion. We would see, of course, it's wide open, a shift in power and a shift in teams. The best teams would be Boston, Philly, and Toronto. Not necessarily in that specific order, but if we go off the order of who made the playoffs, last year's Toronto, Boston, and Philly. So these are things that we have to be able to look out for when it comes to this 2018-2019 basketball season with Eastern Conference. So the question now with the Western Conference is, how do the Lakers fit in, and who won't be making the playoffs if the Lakers are going to make the playoffs? Because the Lakers finished 11th last year in the Western Conference, and, you know, it's only eight slots. And their overall record was 35-47. So how many games improved would they be, and would they make the playoffs? But let's look at their roster real quick, though, right? Let's look at the Lakers roster because Lonzo Ball, this is their roster before the additions, right? So we have Ivica Zubac as a center, Isaiah Thomas Moritz Wagner, Travis Ware, Julius Randle, Gary Payton II, Malik Newman, Brooke Lopez, Svi Mulihulik, I don't know what the brother's name is, Malik Newman, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Andre Ingram, Josh Hart, Channing Frye, Luol Deng, Alex Caruso, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Lonzo Ball, and then you add LeBron James along with Lance Stevens. I like the Lance Stevens addition as well. I really do like the Lance Stevens addition because it gives you toughness on defense, and I think this Laker team will be able to play defense. If we go with the roster as is, right now as is, with the roster as is, then the Lakers, they're not great. I will say that. They're definitely not great. But the question is, how good can they be? How good? Because they got pieces. They got pieces, but how good can they be? Will they be better than the Clippers? They'll be better than the Clippers. They will be better than the Clippers. Will they be better than Denver? Will they be better than Minnesota, San Antonio? I think they'll be better than San Antonio, depending on what happened with the situation with Kawhi Leonard. But I do think they could possibly be better than San Antonio. Will they be better than New Orleans? Because what would happen with the Boogie Cousins situation? He's still out with the Achilles injury. How long will he be out with the Achilles injury, and will he stay in New Orleans? Then you got Utah Jazz, who was the fifth seed last year, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who had Paul George returning, Portland Trail Blazers with the third seed, Golden State was the second seed, Houston the first seed. It's the first seed, but we know Houston is not bringing back the same exact team. They're not bringing back Trevor Ariza, and that's a big gap to fill, not having Trevor Ariza, because Trevor Ariza is a great D3 player, a great wing player who plays defense and can hit the threes. So these are things to consider or to think about when we're talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. Yes, be excited. If you're a Laker fan, be excited. LeBron is coming to town, and he's bringing Lance Stevens with him, right? Who else best to team up with LeBron for right now than Lance Stevens? Now, the question is, will Kawhi Leonard still be traded to the Lakers? And if so, who will be giving up? And can the Lakers get a discounted Boogie Cousins to come to L.A.? Or can they get Kemba Walker to come to L.A.? And if you get Kemba Walker to come to L.A., who are you giving up? If you get Kawhi to come to L.A., who are you giving up? Because we know if we're talking about Kawhi, the first three names come up is Ball, Kuzma, and Ingram, right? Ball, Kuzma, and Ingram, or Ingram, Kuzma, and Hart. Now, from what I've been told, Kuzma is off the market. Kuzma can't be touched. From what I've been told and from what I've information I've come across and I've seen through various other mediums, that Kuzma is not to be touched. So if Kuzma is not to be touched, then we got Ingram, we got Hart, possibly Ball, but then you got Lonzo Ball coming off a meniscus tear, so he has to get surgery to repair that. That should be like a procedure or a knee injury that shouldn't be persistent or long, so it should keep him out for a long time. But the question is long-term, Lonzo Ball is, can he remain healthy? Now, will I give up Lonzo Ball for Kemba Walker? That's something I got to think about, because Lonzo is so young and so dynamic and versatile, because Lonzo as a rookie is a 10-10-10 guy. As a rookie, he's 10-10-10. So will I give up Kemba Walker? Off top, you're supposed to say yes, but then you got to be able to look at it, and who else am I giving up? And other than Kemba Walker, am I only getting Kemba Walker back? Because you can't – this roster isn't that good, because outside of Ball, Caldwell, Pope, Hart, Ingram, Kuzma, Deng, and Fry, maybe Lopez. Oh, yeah, and Randle. And Randle. Got to talk about Randle. And Randle. Isaiah Thomas, right? This roster not that good. So I see what people are talking about when they're saying that the Lakers may not necessarily make the playoffs this year, especially with this roster. So what moves will be made? And that's what we're still waiting to see. What other moves will be made? All right, we got LeBron. We got Lance Stevenson. So what else is going to happen in L.A.? Can they get Cousins? Can they get Walker? Or can they get Kawhi Leonard? Because now talks are out there saying that Kawhi Leonard could possibly go to Philly, could possibly be sent to Philly. Then there's other talks out there where, hey, if Kawhi Leonard is traded to somebody else in the Eastern Conference, will that team turn around and trade Kawhi to somebody in the Western Conference or to the Lakers for other pieces that they could use? So those are a lot of things that's up in the air. But LeBron James is a Los Angeles Lakers, 4 years, $154 million. Amen. What else can you say? Now, I personally wanted LeBron to go to Boston. That's just me on a personal note. We speculated with this. We toyed with this idea. We played with it for a minute of LeBron going to the Lakers. And it was a possibility, but we didn't know if that was the for sure move that LeBron would make, especially after the Kuzma Ball freestyle fiasco and everything that kind of happened with that. So the question now is, like I said earlier, what other moves are going to be made? Because we got LeBron. We know we got LeBron. All right, that's not the way. We got LeBron. So what now? What happens next? Who's next? And how good does this make the L.A. Lakers? Are the L.A. Lakers actually playoff contenders now in the Western Conference? Because the Western Conference is a bitch now. When I say that, I mean Western Conference. Hey, you got to drop your nuts to come through the Western Conference, right? Because look at here. These are the records of the teams, right? Houston went 65-17. Golden State had a down year and went 58-24. Portland went 49-3. Oklahoma went 48-34. Portland went 49-33. Oklahoma and Utah went 48-34. New Orleans Pelicans went 48-34. San Antonio and Minnesota went 47-35. And last year, the Lakers only won 35 games. Now, we know LeBron James is going to get them more victories than that. But how big is the turnaround that's going to happen? What other pieces can the Lakers land this year? And, you know, how well would they shape up in the Western Conference? How well would they, you know, fare in the Western Conference? So before I get to close this out, I want to talk about other things that may be happening in free agency and things that have been talked about. So Dwight Howard, the Warriors have been linked to free agent big man Dwight Howard, but according to USA Today, Sam Amick, it's unlikely the two sides will agree to a deal. He noted that the Pelicans and Wizards are other possible landings for Dwight Howard. So that's what we're talking about with Dwight Howard. Jose Calderon, the Detroit Pistons have reportedly reached an agreement with veteran point guard Jose Calderon. So it looks like he'll be going to Detroit. So the Minnesota Timberwolves are making moves. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the team has rescinded their qualifying offer on Nemanja Bjelica, making him an unrestricted free agent. Additionally, Shams Charania reported that the team has agreed to a deal with Anthony Tolliver. So the Thunder in Nerlens Noel, the Thunder are reportedly making more moves, according to Shams Charania, the Oklahoma City Thunder, has agreed to a 2-year deal with young big man Nerlens Noel. So, hey, Oklahoma City Thunder, Nerlens Noel, can he stay healthy? That's a good question. They say Derek Favors will be staying in Salt Lake City. A report from Mark Spears indicates that Favors has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Jazz. Evans meeting with the Lakers. So the Lakers free agency bonanza continues. According to Chris Haynes of ESPN, Los Angeles Lakers are meeting with Tyreke Evans on Monday. That could be nice. Tyreke Evans also reportedly met with the Thunder, but Tyreke Evans to the Lakers, that could be nice. But, you know, you still got all these other pieces, so that means might be some other moves that's going to be made if you're going to bring in like a Tyreke Evans or something like that, or Kemba Walker. So, report that Cavs open to trading Kevin Love. Now that LeBron James has left, the Cavaliers could be open to trading Kevin Love, according to Jason Lloyd of The Atlantic. The Cavs went this route, it would indicate a rebuild is on the way. And you know they got Colin Sexton in the draft. So J.J. Redick will be returning to the 76ers, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. Redick will reportedly be making somewhere between $12 and $13 million on a 1-year deal. This is the second summer in a row he's signing a 1-year deal with Philadelphia. So, of course, Julius Randle hasn't received an offer yet from the Lakers, but the restricted free agent has plans to meet with the organization on Monday in hopes of receiving one. Of course, Julius Randle wants to stay in L.A. Not at LeBron, though. You got to stay there, man. Derek Favors might be an unrestricted free agent, but signs are pointing towards a return to Utah. According to David Aldridge of Turner Sports, Favors met with the Jazz on Sunday, and an announcement on his decision is expected on Monday. Okay, so the Suns are working on the contract extension from Devin Booker. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, there's a strong chance that Booker receives a max deal from the extension. So the Pelicans may have signed Elfrid Payton, but that doesn't mean they're out on Rajon Rondo. The guard had a strong season with New Orleans last year, and according to Mark Stein of the New York Times, the Pelicans would like to bring back Rajon Rondo. So the Pelicans found a young point guard and added depth to their roster on Sunday with Elfrid Payton. Like I just said, the Louisiana native is hoping to jumpstart his career with the Pelicans and doing so on a bargain. So JaVale McGee has been rumored to sign with the Lakers. So according to this, JaVale McGee is staying in California. According to ESPN's Chris Haynes, the NBA champion big man will be moving from the Warriors down south to the Los Angeles Lakers so he can join up with LeBron. So we're going to see what happens with that. Aaron Gordon is staying in Orlando. According to Seamus Charania of Yahoo Sports, the Magic Four agreed to a four-year, $84 million deal. This is a big payday for Gordon. And, of course, whatever, he's getting his money, so that's good. So Mario Hezonja has a disappointing start to his career in Orlando, but he'll get a second chance in New York with the Knicks. Hezonja in New York reportedly agreed to a one-year deal worth $6.5 million. So, of course, we know Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is staying with the Lakers on a one-year, $12 million deal. We still don't know what's going on with Kawhi Leonard and all those other things. So Dirk Nowitzki is staying in Dallas for a $5 million deal. So these are different things that's happening with the NBA free agency. And, of course, we're going to keep our eyes more so on what's going on with free agency and as things happen. But I couldn't wait till Friday. I had to come and give you a little information and put it on your hearts and your minds and your souls about LeBron James going to the Western Conference and now going to the Los Angeles Lakers, as was speculated. But we really didn't know if LeBron would really go to the Lakers. But LeBron is actually going to be a Laker for the next 4 years. And it's interesting also that he signed a four-year deal with the Lakers and didn't sign that type of deal with the Cavs, let you know that he wasn't really fucking with Dan Gilbert like that, because he signed two short-term deals with the Cavs versus signing this like four-year deal that he has done with the Lakers, the same as he's done with Miami in the past, because he wasn't really fucking with Dan Gilbert like that. And she shouldn't have went back to the Cavs in the first place, but I understand the hometown sentiments of him wanting to go back and win a championship for his Cleveland Cavaliers. But you know me, when crackers be crackers, I say fuck them. So fuck Dan Gilbert and everything that he stands for. But I do want to say shout out to LeBron James, shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers, shout out to Magic Johnson for pulling this move off. And I got a feeling that Magic got a couple other things up under his sleeve. And remember that Stephen A. Smith had a they were talking about it last week on First Take that Magic Johnson got some up his sleeve. I think Magic still got some other shit up his sleeve. But I just wanted to give a round of applause to LeBron James, Magic Johnson, and the Los Angeles Lakers for making this union happen. And maybe, LeBron James can bring a title back to L.A. Because if he can, that'd be so live, right? That'd be live. That is so live. If LeBron James can bring a title back to L.A. And then if he does, then he will have brought a title to three different teams, right? He won a title in three different teams. And a lot of people are trying to say that this hurts his legacy. It doesn't hurt his legacy to leave Cleveland. He needs to leave Cleveland. Cleveland won't talk about nothing to Dan Gilbert, a crack-ass cracker bitch, so he needs to leave Cleveland. He don't owe Cleveland anything. He already went back and won the championship. He didn't need to end his career in Cleveland. He didn't need to stay in Cleveland. He didn't owe Cleveland anything. He didn't even have to tell Cleveland he was leaving. You know how I feel about the politics of the game and the business of the game. You are a mercenary, and you're not here to love no goddamn logo or no fucking team. You're here to love to play basketball, love the camaraderie and the building, the brotherhood with your brothers and win championship with your brothers, but not to fall in love with no logo, no team, or no owner. Players. It's about the players. It's about the experiences. But one time for LeBron, one time for Magic, one time for Lakers ownership. And we're going to see what else happens. Also one time for Lance Stevens for getting to come along for the ride. And hopefully we'll see what happens with LeBron and the Lakers moving forward. But I don't want to take too much from my Friday show, take too much, but I did want to talk about this. I couldn't wait. I just couldn't wait till Friday to come in and talk about or to say something about LeBron James becoming a Los Angeles Lakers. So y'all make sure y'all tune in to the Fix Sports Podcast on Friday right here on the Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com or either on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, as well as our Freedom Train Network YouTube channel. So with that being said, I'm Joseph Ward. Just came drop a dime on you real quick. I'm out. I will holler.
I call the president. President, we need a National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back.
His heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one.